Episode number 10 of the Matt Henry Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lily Woods. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is Henry's rap song about supercomputers overload got a hit on the radio and MTV actually played it. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot Door AI.
Read my recent piece about which kind of radios are used by Ukrainian troops in the field. Radio is a low impact. A lot of us are playing radios for background noise. Whether the radio is brief, point-to-point communications, or a longer-range communications, radio is critical for a warfighter's success. HF communications are still a critical component in warfare communications. Mickey Gurtis, who died several years ago, was internationally known for his radio communications interception. All of the things that Mickey Gurtis knew, well before these incidents were ever in the news, were thanks to one thing, his radio. The first electronic promotional medium, commercial radio, came along in the 1920s, with TV following 20 years later. It was a boom period for the field, but changes were coming, and radio was a disruptive force. Technology and elements of the business were moving to positions of power and recording on the radio. The Audion, being the first amplifier of electrical signals, opened the way to a number of further developments in radio, telephone, and, long-term, recording technologies. The new machines allowed companies to produce hundreds of items in the same amount of time that a single object had taken just a few years before. Records made by one company did not necessarily play on the machines of another in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. They traveled to the farms of the penitentiaries, recording the working songs, rags, ballads, and blues performed by inmates. A lot of people did not really like Aerosmith coming out of it. But Aerosmith was much more popular than before. When Aerosmith and Run DMC first met in New York City in 1986 to record a remix of Aerosmith's hit single Walk This Way, neither band knew what was coming. The song was a smash hit, one that would not only go on to change the lives of musicians, but would also have lasting effects on hip-hop, rock and roll, and even wider American culture. Doja's self-produced single, So High, would catch the eye of Dr. Luke of Kemosabe Records, where he signed her for a record contract in 2014, when she was 17. She would subsequently drop out of high school and began devoting much of her time to recording music, developing a small, yet dedicated community on SoundCloud. I recall hearing 2014's Underground Hits, both loving its sound and being intrigued by its stage name, inspired by its affection for cats and particular strains of pot. It reminded me of her days on Periscope in her teens, when Doja spent upwards of 10 hours a night making beats. Dubbed as official TikTok voice, Doja used TikTok as her launchpad for Hot Pink's record-breaking Says So hit, and the street style went viral thanks to hashtag Silhouette Challenge. On Jay-Z's 2000 single I Just Wanna Love You, Jay-Z strutted out on his brand new Motorola two-way pager. Orgies of one link. This is about the guys that claim to not get beaten up, when in fact, they really do. Show me your genitals. Link. Women are dumb. I do not respect them. It is true. Show me your genitals. 2E equals MC vagina. Link. Ah yes, I am back. Fuck. You spin me right round. Link. Look out, I am coming. You spin me right round. Baby right round. Like a record baby. Right round, right round. If you like me, just post this on here regardless. We will try and find an original source. If you don't know the artist of a song, video, put it on, we will try and find it, yada, yada, yada. If it is something that you know through sampled songs or from the YTP, then just put the original source in that listing, instead of the song, YTP. If you do it anyway, we will try and find the source, but if we cannot, a non-source audio is off-page. The advertising industry sounds impressive these days, but it does not actually tell us a lot. It is supposed to be pretty clear with the broadcast and print media, but ads have more of a role in movies than you might realize. The cost of an ad is also determined by how many people are going to see it. The structure of the advertising industry is discussed in Chapter 3, and the role that advertising plays in each of the media is examined in chapters that focus on these media. We also explore the established formats that pop music tends to fit into, and we discuss why the average pop song is 3 or 4 minutes in length. After guffawing, of course, we make our lists, and we collect the 17 rap lyrics that technology has made obsolete. Over the years, Jay-Z, Eminem, and Nas all made references to technologies that simply do not exist today, and when we started listening back, we could not help but smile. It was 1998 when Missy Elliott dropped this song, and while she admitted in the chorus she had a cell phone, it seems like her bugging was her preferred method of communication. The song's playing on the phonograph became a nationwide hit. 41 later, Richard James Burgess I went on a recording expedition with his 18-year-old son, Alan. Under the aegis of the Library of Congress, Richard James Burgess I sought artists and music who had been isolated, and who were therefore untouched by the homogenizing effects that radio and recordings had on music culture. Acoustic recordings played on an acoustic record player did not compare favorably to radio's louder, higher quality audio, or to the fact that broadcast materials were royalty-free. This was the earliest known recording of an acoustic voice, but Mr. Scott, as he was known, did not believe that sound could be played back.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Lily, and this was episode 10 of the Mad Henry Radio Show. See ya next time.
Pod Bot Door AI.